880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you, Wanda. Thank you, fans. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. Thank you to everybody. Thank you again, Wanda. And, of course, Wanda, I want to thank Polo for being here.
Oh, he's so happy to be here.
That's the best. Hey, I'm happy to be here, too. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to have our Freed on Tech. We're going to talk about maximizing your listing exposure with my old friend, Andres Siena. I know I always pronounce his name wrong, but that always gives him something to talk about. We're going to be joined by Clint Lovell and David Perlmutter. They're people that are on Andres' collaborative platform. He's the CEO and founder of the CRE Collaborative. We call it CRECO on the show. And then after that, we're going to talk to Dr. Michelle Wiener, our marijuana expert. She's a licensed marijuana doctor here in South Florida. We're going to talk to Dr. Michelle about whether or not you should go for a prescription for smokable since it's now legal. And then in our final hour, we're going to our final segment, we're going to talk to my niece, Jenny Freed. She's the marketing director for Move. They're one of the marijuana retailers. They're based up in their closest store to me is up in Wellington, but they're going to be opening up in Miami Beach. And so we'll have Jenny on talking about their new products up there, too. So before we get started, I'm going to turn it over to Wanda. Wanda's going to play some music. She's going to play some great music. Then we're going to talk about cars, and then we're going to come back and talk tech, real tech, how you make money with tech.
My pockets are tight.
So, we're coming in loaded, so come on, let's go.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
What day of the week is it?
Oddly thrilling.
It's thrilling.
Thursday.
Thrilling.
Thrilling.
Thursday.
Thrilling subject.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
You don't sound thrilled about it.
All right, fine. I'm thrilled. Okay, thrilled.
Oh, great.
It's just Thursday.
Thursday
is more than just another Thursday.
All right, then.
Come on, thrill me, chill me.
Showtime.
On 880, The Biz.
Hit the duck. We're heading for home. The fishing was great.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
All right, and if you need real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need creativity? You got it right here. Right now we're helping a friend of mine. He's a photographer. He gets paid as an independent contractor. Gets paid well, but he has problems with the bank. So we called us. We're getting him a loan. That's right. So we can help you. If you've got some problems, give us a call. 305-773-6300. We do foreign loans. People that are from overseas, if you're not a U.S. resident, we can help. Maybe you have an investment property you want to pull cash out of. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you and the home.
880
of the brave.
The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we've got our monthly tech segment, Freed on Tech. We call it Freed on Tech, but it's spelled Fried on Tech. So let's get right to it. We've got our good friend, Andres Ansi. I'm not even going to go there this time, Andres. You're going to tell everybody your last name because I just step in it again. We also got Clint on again, and this time we've got David Perlmutter on, too. We've got the three horsemen of Creco. What's happening, guys?
Hello. Thanks for having us, and I'm happy to be joined by Clint Lovell and David Perlmutter, both CRE collaborators, partner technologies, and as you said, it's all about making money much faster.
Okay.
Doing it through that connected world.
Okay, well, look, it's changing every day. It's changing every day. I like to say that every day I wake up and I evolve, I change, I'm different than I was yesterday. One of the reasons that you've got to get involved with technology is because if you don't, you're going to be left behind. But it's impossible to figure out what to do and how to do it. So help me out there, Andreas.
That's right. It is impossible. There's over 6,800 technologies now servicing the space, vying for your attention when you have less and less time. On average, you're spending 3.2 hours a day on email if you're in the real estate game. Now, where does that even leave time to touch the rest of it? That's where we come in. Creco comes in, we advise, we put together a technology toolbox, and we put it all there for you. Then through collaborators like Clint and David, we push it out, or we analyze it, or we protect you, we help you acquire. It's end-to-end real estate through technology, saving you time, making you money, and eliminating headaches.
Okay,
avoiding the technology trap.
Okay, so let's create sort of a case study here. Let's say that I have a client. I have an exclusive listing with the client. The client has asked me to finance, let's make it easy, an apartment project. Call it just 100 units, built pretty recently, no real environmental issues. It should be pretty easy to finance. How do I work that on your system?
So the first thing we'll do is we'll bring the deal. We'll have the deal on. You need to connect it with the financing sources. So let's say model it or underwrite it, feasibility, and or promote it out to your network.
All I got
technology to communicate it.
All I got is a rent roll, a photo, a survey, and last year's income statement, year end and year to date. How do you help me get that thing out?
It goes up into the Creco system. It adds to our data, decorated data. It then couples with other partner data to get ready to go out to the lenders, to go to the different service providers, and out to your network.
So
we'll fill in the blanks.
So let's say that I have a lender that I know in California. They have an interest. They have a really, really aggressive multifamily program. They can beat a GSE if they want to. They take a look at this deal, and they go, Jim, tell me about the market. Well, I say, it's a great market. They go, well, we want a little more than that. Now what?
Easy. Click demographics, click your report, click your underwriting, and Envision that will deliver it to your inbox. Assuming it's backable, the report will be there.
So now, what could Clint do to help me out there, Andres? You've been doing all the talking, but Clint looks a lot better than you on the flyer.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you? Well,
great, Clint, but I'm trying to figure out what you're going to do to help me sell my shop, my apartment building.
Well, that's a great question. So what our system will do, we get the data from Andreas when the project is onboarded. Then once we've received the data, it goes into our real-time system. It conducts a valuation of the property in terms of its potential intended uses. And since this one is for an apartment, let's say it's a Class B, it runs a full market feasibility and financial feasibility analysis on that market and that property. That gets then outputted into our underwriting program. The underwriting program does all four corners, Jim: credit, collateral, capacity, and default risk underwriting, generates a complete underwriting report. That outputs in turn into the business planning system that generates all his business operating plans, his capital finance plan, and then if he wants to do a private placement offering and raise the capital immediately in the markets, it outputs into the capital finance system, and his offering documentation is created, and it's ready to go to council, and as soon as council blesses it, which takes about a week, commercial gets cut, and he goes into the market and sells his offering. So, wham.
Well, Clint, I got one question off of that. Where do you get your inputs?
That's a great question. There's three kinds.
Specialize in great questions.
There's three kinds of data that we work with. There's legacy data, kind of stuff like what the Census Bureau puts out.
Yeah, but that stuff is old. It's 2019. Yeah, that stuff is 10 years old now. It's worthless.
Right. Well, they do an update every other year called the American Household Survey, but that's called legacy data for a reason. Then we get real-time data, and that's data that's less than 90 days old up to whatever came out the previous month for a given market or area. Then we have our system data that comes from our backlog or our archive of projects that are essentially similar, and all that goes into the proprietary system to create the ultimate financial model of what it's going to be and what the reasonable expectation would be for its earnings on three case scenario basis. The case scenarios are best case, expected case, and worst case. You get the expected case, the finance folks get the worst case, and the best case stays in my drawer unless it becomes the expected case.
That's terrific. One thing I can tell for sure is that whenever somebody gives me a projection, I can make them a guarantee. The projection won't happen, but it's good to get a range. So you can give me a range of where I can fall in, and that's how you do your risk analysis. So my real question...
It's not only that. Once they're done with the funding under our approach, we re-underwrite the entire market and transaction then each month of the holding period so that they've got always a forward look period that we call the zone forecast period, where we match up market expectations against the liquidity requirements so that they are protected against unforeseen liquidity crises that could otherwise cause a bankruptcy, foreclosure, or investment loss event for the entire holding period of the investment. And that's what makes it work for people like Dave to be able then to step in and portal it out so that investors can be attracted to these listings and say, well, wait a minute. You've got a complete chain here to help me get to where I need to be. But that would be me talking about Dave's stuff. Dave, why don't you tell him what Quantum does?
There you go. Thank you, Clint. Dave, you're in the batter's box. Knock it out of the park.
All right. Thanks, Clint, and thank you, Jim. So Quantum Listing, we like to say you get to search for free, post for less, and share everywhere. So when you come to Quantum Listing, there's no paywall for any visitors to search all of our listings. So they can come on, they can search nationwide for your apartments for sale, multifamily for sale, any asset class. They can drill down to any particular area. When you add your listing to our site, we don't just let it sit there. We use the wonderful technology to ship it out to all of our different social media accounts. We're about to introduce a very interesting new plan that will level the playing field with some of the other big guys, where it'll make it super easy for our customers to use Google AdWords so that they can advertise their properties online without having to do a lot of brain damage. And, real estate's hard enough as it is. And as Andreas said up front, time is our stock in trade, and we just don't have enough time. So anything that we can do to help you market your properties faster and easier and, reach a nationwide or international audience, we're going to do for you.
Wow, Andres, it sounds like you finally got two people on that could explain what you do, because you've been doing a real poor job, but these guys just do the blocking and tackling, and now I understand it. What you're really doing is giving the entrepreneur the opportunity to be just as strong as the institutional broker that has the big overhead and the big team that he has to pay. So it sounds to me like what you're really doing is putting a lot of powder in the gun for folks that are doing real estate, and real estate's always been a ground floor blocking and tackling business.
That's right. And despite that comment about how well I explained it, at the end of the day, we're here to optimize and save time. And well, there's 4.9 million real estate professionals in the U.S. today, 4.4 million of those do not have an IT department or a dedicated CTO to handle the tech to do this stuff. So that's when coming to us, using us to offload that responsibility but optimize the return on it is essential.
Okay.
We're managing the growth of different things. And partners like Clint, Envision, IT Rainmaker, and Quantum are all part of the chain. Because once the way you and I do business, the business gets done is by shaking hands. And if the technologies shake hands, the end users win. More business gets done.
Well, listen, can you guys stick around? Because there are things like I want to talk to David about how he gets good distribution, what platforms he sees works best for what. And for Clint, I want to ask him about what happens if it's a little bit more sophisticated than apartment units. Can you guys stick around and do another segment with me?
You bet.
All right. Well, listen, stick with us. You heard what I'm going to ask him. It gives them a chance to figure out their smart answer. And Wanda, that gives you time to queue up something fun to play. And then we'll come back and learn how to really go to town and make money with these guys. Rock us, Wanda.
You know the roof on fire. We gon' wiggle, 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 jiggle, wiggle and dance like the roof on fire. We gon' drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now baby, give it booty, nigga, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell her, baby, I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, I'm a fireball.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now don't forget, Warren Henry's got an Audi store in Gainesville. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You've ever had. If you think I'm burning out, I never am. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
In our country, we have polite ways of getting the attention of others. And this isn't one of them. Introducing the Polite Horn from Honda Canada. A revolutionary innovation in vehicular communication, the Polite Horn allows drivers to cease causing a ruckus on the road and instead assert themselves passive-aggressively, as is appropriate. Help our streets reclaim some civility. The Polite Horn from Honda. Available on all new models.
On 880, The Biz.
I am never going to use that horn. Not in Miami, Wanda. Ain't going to work here.
Yeah, it could.
Okay, it could if everybody joins in. And you know what else they should join in? They should join in and give me a call if they need some real creative real estate financing. 305-773-6300. We're private lenders down here. One call, the same person that picks up the phone can make a commitment and close within a week. So if you need creative, fast real estate financing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you
and the home.
880.
Oh, the home. Brave.
The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are talking real estate technology with my technology go-to guy, Andreas. He's the founder of CRE Collaborative. We call it CRECO. He's got two of his service providers that are on the team with him, Clint Lovell and David Perlmutter. Clint does underwriting, David does distribution, so we're going to talk to them, not you, Andreas, about what they do on Andreas' platform and how Andreas and his platform can help you make money. I was just kidding, Andreas. So how you doing there, guys?
Hey, that looks excellent.
Awesome. Now, Clint, first example I gave you was real easy and straightforward. Let's say the deal has a lot of hair, a lot of complex issues. Take an MBA with a PhD a month to model the deal. How can you help me get this in English real fast?
The easiest way to get these done is to follow a set process. The most complicated transaction scheme that we're going to see out there, obviously, Dave, is the new construction project for a variety of reasons. And so the object is to move them quickly through the underwriting, get all the due diligence through the CRECO system that we require, then create a compliant due diligence presentation that meets the four-corner test for underwriting. This way, the developer can obtain the equity capital they need as early as the pre-construction phase without having to take that massive dilution hit that used to come from, okay, it's me and the bank, well, it's their money, their rules, you know how that's going to end, or me and the angel investor, their way or the highway, or me against the investment fund, the same thing. So the idea there in each case is to get them to the point where we've got the gold standard for underwriting. The gold standard is a gross max price contract that's fully bonded for the construction. And to get that, you obviously have the supporting design, engineering, and business plan documents along with site control. If he or she has that documentation set, and that's pretty easy to get created, then we've got enough to be able to go into market and create for them the opportunity to go ahead and raise unlimited amounts of capital with or without the bank. A lot of these get done, Jim, on the basis of they get a commitment from like Fannie Mae, takeout loan. They do an offering on a mini-max basis. And then as a result of that, if the sales on the mini-max exceed the mini, then the leverage only goes down on the loan. That makes the lender a lot happier and makes the investors happier because it's safer. And that means that the deal can go out to distribution a lot faster because now we have a qualified package that's already been pulled on the transaction that Dave's team can get out there and bring to the market.
Okay, Dave, it's your turn. You're up. You've got the sophisticated transaction. It's not really for your street-level investor. How are you going to do the distribution?
All right. So, great question. We're going to, first of all, our users get to choose their syndication partner. So, you can go onto our site. You can select CRECO as a syndication partner. It's going to push your listings automatically to them. If you are one of their customers, you're going to have the opportunity to enhance your data on our site. So when that information does go out to the world on social media or through our other syndication partner, Levitt Digital, which has a network of over 500 new sites, and that's expanding to about 2,000 by the end of this year, you're getting a massive, massive distribution. And that Levitt Digital syndication that we're pushing out there, that's not going to cost our users a nickel more. Mm. Same with our friends over there at CRECO. You're only going to pay if you want that data enhancement, which is a smart thing to do because when you put your foot out there, you want to put the best foot forward. You only have one chance to make a first impression, so you want to get that good information out there into the hands so that people know what it is that they're looking for and what they've got once they've found it.
Now let's say that you're doing the distribution, but one of the things that I found is that sometimes the water can get a little muddy if you put it out there all over the place. Is there a way to do it in a more concentrated, focused, rifle shot manner?
Well, first of all, you can select which listings you want to be syndicated. So if you have something that is too precious to send out to the world, you can, in fact, choose your partners there. So that is not going to be an issue. You can even make your listing private, sort of unpublished listing so that you can just send them out to the folks that you want to, but If you change your mind, you can, you know, flip that switch and have it go wider. So we give you a lot of options and a lot of control there.
Now, Andres, let's bring it back to you.
I'm
now.
Sorry, Jim, if I might just interject a moment. One of the things that we did in concert with Creco was to create this site rank report for the specific purpose of being able to target specific groups who do specific types of intended uses. And the information that the Creco users get, and as a result, the distribution partners that Dave worked with, are specific information as to what the value of that site is to the resulting development deal, what the developer should pay, and what the seller should sell that site for, all other things being equal, so that when it does get a little bit murky, A, they can lock down one intended use and keep it private and show that to no one else, or B, they can unlock it and pay a small fee to Creco to have it unlocked, and then once it's unlocked, everybody who is in that particular asset class, for instance, multifamily, A, B, or C, or inline retail, whatever the case may be, to be able to do that rifle shot that you talked about. Forgive me for interrupting you.
It's okay. You were fine. You were fine, Clint. Everything's good.
I'm going to try not to overcomplicate it in the way I say it. But Creco.ai is connecting the commercial real estate industry. That's either on a one-to-one, a one-to-many, or as wide as your business deems necessary. It's built to help you leverage the way you do business today by taking advantage of the technologies available both today and tomorrow in the exact manner that you need to get your business problem solved.
Now, you started...
Go ahead.
You started out, there's like 6,400 different real estate technologies that I can pick from. How do I know what to use, and how do I keep it efficient? Do you have all 6,400 that you put on your Creco thing?
Eventually, we hope to have all 6,400. We stick with the best and the top in class.
Okay.
There are 16 categories to choose from in our platform marketplace, which then drills down by what you're after. And whether it's listing, distribution, property management, transaction, so by type. And then it drills down further by asset class, by location, service, all things you understand as a real estate professional.
So I can go on your site, and it's user-friendly enough for me to put my site, my property on, choose my due diligence depth that I want Clint to perform, and then choose my distribution channel. Kind of all at once?
You can do it yourself, or we can do it for you. It depends on your use. But yeah, simple, set it, forget it, or set it and watch it rain.
Wow, it sounds really exciting. A last word from Clint, a last word from David, and then I'm going to give it to you, Andre. So you got about 2 minutes.
Well, I appreciate having the opportunity to be on today. We at Rainmaker Analytics are really thrilled to be working with Creco AI and to be working with Quantum Listings as well. We look forward to doing more shows and talking about technology and capital offerings and underwriting and feasibility. And we're here to help, and you can find us at rainmakeranalytics.com. How's that, Jim?
I think that worked pretty well. I think David's going to have a tough time beating that for efficiency and accuracy.
So, yeah, as I started out, can come on Quantum Listing, you search for free, you can post your listing for less, and you can share the stuff everywhere. So, and our pricing is transparent and incredibly affordable. So we don't make you pay for stuff that you don't need. We're not making you pay for economists when you can get that information for free on the internet. We're not making you pay to fly over somebody's property in the corporate jet. We don't do that stuff. I came from a supermarket family, and we go for low margin, high volume. We want everybody in the commercial real estate community on our platform and sharing their listings with us and really getting control of their information. We're not reselling your data. Your data is your data, and we're going to work with you to get that information into the right hands. And in your control. So it really is a brand new world out there. You don't need to be a slave to the big boys. You can liberate yourself.
Very liberated man, and this is getting me all excited. Andres, you got 30 seconds to wrap it up.
To find tools like the two that were just mentioned and many others, come to Krekker.ai. Try it for yourself. Hit the chat button. Call us on the phone. We're ready, willing, and able to help guide you through the technology trap. Better yet, help guide you to closing more business here in 2019 through collaboration, shaking hands.
That is the most important thing. I want to leave it like that. You teach people how to amplify their handshake and keep control of their data and their deals and make more money. Take that to the bank. Guys, we'll talk to you next month on our regular Tech Talk segment. Wanda, we're going to talk about medical marijuana with Dr. Michelle. She's going to talk to us about should you smoke it or what's up with the smoking. It's going to be really good, informative. Really looking forward to that. I hear Andres cracking up. Andres, you got to move here. It's a big business down here, bud.